Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Fine folk, welcome to the Friend Zone, officially episode 77, if I've got my counting right. My name is Tim Batt, and I'm recording this in the year of our Lord, 2018.
That's right, which would make me Guy Montgomery, also recording in the year of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, 2018. And in fact, to celebrate his existence, I'm going to have a little strawberry right now.
We all worship in our own unique ways. This Friend Zone, all going to plan, is... Here's what's happened. Here's what's happened so far. If you've missed the last 4 years of the worst idea of all time. Guy, if you can hear stuff going on in the background, I'm taking my shoes off. That's how important this is. I got to cool off and get ready.
You always take your shoes off when anything of significance is on the horizon. It's one of your most disgusting traits.
Can you imagine when I have a baby and we're in the room? What do you call that? It's not like an operating room. The delivery room?
Yeah, the delivery room.
There's all this blood and guts flying around and epidurals and whatnot, and people in white lab coats, and I'm just there in bare feet.
Do you know,
ready to catch a football?
Weirdly, yeah. Of all the settings that you could have chosen, I'm really comfortable with you and pretty much everyone in bare feet in there. I think it's because the mother, you know, is in bare feet. I imagine
that's true. Yeah, good point.
Much more unusual to see someone giving birth wearing a couple of clogs or whatever's in vogue that week.
Yeah, often clogs, sort of week in, week out, aren't they?
Yeah, clogs keep having their moment, you know, on and off. Anyway, that's all by the by. Tim's got his shoes off. I've had a strawberry. Clogs are impossible to forecast in terms of their fashion, because sometimes they go week on, week on, week off, week on, week off, week off.
Can I do some quick math with you, Guy? I want to try and... I'm going to give you a quick, just back of the envelope. If this is Friend Zone 77, and we've done at least 50, we've done 52 episodes of a couple seasons, so 52 times 2 is 104, plus we did 60 watches of We Are Your Friends, so that's at least 164. I think there's a few more than that. And then we add 77 Friend Zones. There's at least 240 worst idea things that have come out.
How many of those do you stand behind?
8.
Yeah, that's a low number. Yeah. I think we've done more than 8 good episodes, but I think the important thing to impress upon our listeners here is we are grateful for your company, as we hope you are for ours. Accordingly, here in the Friend Zone, we have, it's been a while. I've got a mountain of correspondence here on the Facebook message board at The Worst Idea of All Time on Facebook. Tim, I imagine that your inbox is bursting at the seams.
It is.
With carefully written and thought through correspondence from our friends. You.
Yeah. Guy, if anyone's listening for the very first time, do you want to just quickly recap on what we do here and what we've done over the last few years?
Yeah. It seems unlikely, but just in case. So The Worst Idea of All Time is a podcast wherein Tim and I watch and review the same bad movie every week for a year. We have released 3 seasons of it. A lot of you will have just heard the end of the first season, which was Grown Ups 2, a little trip back in the time machine there. And on our sibling podcast, Till Death Do Us Blart, which we share with the peerless McElroy brothers, we have recently announced that Tim and I have taken upon ourselves a 4th season in which we will be watching and reviewing Sex and the City, the original movie, at the quickest pace that circumstance and time allows. We already have a handful in the can. We have many more to record. And the Friend Zone is sort of a little mini episode that comes now and then in between episodes of the actual podcast, where Tim and I check in with each other and we check in with you, our friends, just to make sure everyone's having a good time and feeling rosy. And that's essentially, you know, the bare bones of what we do here at Worst Idea of All Time, Inc.
The whole point of the friend zone was originally, and I guess it still is where people started getting in touch. And Guy and I love it when people get in touch, and we love reading it, but we know maybe not everyone wants to hear that. So we put those on separate ones. So if you want, you can skip this. If you just want to hear the punishment, you can just go to the eps. The fourth season.
But in a lot of ways.
Oh, yes.
Is there anything more punishing than listening to two podcast hosts pat each other on the back via positive feedback from their listeners?
The punishment's supposed to be on us, Guy. That's the whole point, as hosts, not the listener. Otherwise, I'd just release, like, every episode, it'd just be a different frequency tone for 45 minutes. Although, that gives me an idea, but that's for another time. How many subscribers do you think you could get to that? People just hanging out for an ad break.
I don't know. If you get the branding right, Tim, anything's possible.
Fuck. It may be in this dataist existence we live in.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So yeah, that's where we're at. That's what happens. The fourth season's a big deal because we swore we wouldn't do it unless they made Sex and the City 3 or Grown Ups 3. It's just been announced in the real flesh space, in the meat world, that Sex and the City 3 definitely is not happening.
What? The meat world.
Yeah, the meat space.
The real flesh space. The meat world.
Yeah.
Charmed, I'm sure.
So Kim Cattrall is out, and as a result, SJP has said, we ain't doing it without her. We don't leave a gal behind. So there won't be another one of those movies. So now it's all down to Sandler. But we've thrown that out the window because I missed hanging out with my boy so much that we decided to just do it again.
The world is a dark and grisly place, not for the faint of heart. And we are sort of resignedly taking our place in the world by digging this corpse of a concept up and traipsing it around Weekend at Carrie's style for another year.
And not to mix a metaphor too quickly, but come get in the cave with us. This is disgusting, fleshy cave. Just hide away for a little bit. Every week, there'll be at least one. The aim is we'll probably knock this out in 6 months, I reckon. So probably a couple episodes a week, maybe a friend zone on top of that. And you can just forget about everything that's going on.
Do you know,
just come and hang out.
What I'm looking forward to, Tim, is knowing how we've missed one another and the fact that we haven't gotten to catch up as frequently as we might if we were still recording, seeing how quickly that decline goes from sort of genuine excitement at being reunited with a friend to your classic sort of season 3 Pavlovian response of thinking, well, if I'm talking to Tim, that can only mean one thing.
If the past is prologue, it will not take long. I remember a lot of enthusiasm at the start of these hills, and they get steep real quick.
Anyhow, it is now time to dive into our correspondence with you, our friends. Shall I kick things off?
Yeah, you're in LA, eh?
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles.
You're not in LA, eh? You're in Los Angeles, correct?
That's right. I'm in Los Angeles, Anaheim, California, LA. No, I'm actually in Silver Lake, truly Los Angeles' own little slice of Williamsburg. The entire neighborhood appears to have been downloaded from the Urban Dictionary definition of the word gentrification. And I, for one, love it. I actually put in a subtle distinction. I used to say Pinterest, but
you've updated the gag.
Well, it was, you know, semi-remembered, semi-on-the-fly. This one comes from Brock, who writes, "Dearest, but not nearest, and oh so peerless, Timothy, Alexander, Halifax, Bat, and Guy, fuck, I forgot Tim's middle name, Montgomery." Andrew?
Yeah, thank you. Do go on.
"Hello, gentlemen. I hope this message finds you well. For those friends who have been following along since the beginning, my name is Brock, and I'm married to Emily, the girl with the, open parenthesis, quirky friend who wore a turban to Sex in the City 2. Emily wrote in around Friend Zone 14, and I followed up around Friend Zone 58 or so. Oh, what a long and winding journey it has been, boys. We've been listening to the potty since the very beginning, and we had the pleasure of getting a beer with you gents when we hit New Zealand after I proposed to Emily. Since
we've
got married, congrats to you as well, Timbo, and settled into wedded bliss. Yes. Way long ago, you boys posted how ecstatic you'd be to find out there was a worst idea of all time child conceived during the duration of your podcast.
Yes.
Well, my lads, you kept the potty going, and I am so pleased to announce that the wait is over.
Fuck.
Emily and I are expecting a bundle of joy sometime in April. It's yet to be determined whether we name him or her Lenny, Miranda, or the ever popular and gender neutral Squirrel. But we have time. I want to thank you boys for your gift to the world. This podcast has truly been something that Emily and I have been able to bond over, laugh along to, and kept us sane on many a road trip, including on our jaunt around Aotearoa, along with the other Little Empire podcasts. Shout out to the gang. On a personal and selfish note, you also inspired me to start my own podcast. It's called We Gauge Cage. And my best friend and I watch and review every Nicolas Cage movie from worst rated to best rated on IMDb in an effort to determine whether he's actually a good actor. That's a nice little concept. We're only halfway through after 10 months and 42 episodes, and things are looking pretty dire.
I'm sorry. Can I stop you there for a second? They're reviewing every Nick Cage movie, and they're at the halfway point at episode 42. Did I hear right?
You heard everything correctly.
Holy moly. That's too many movies, Nicholas.
To Nick Cage.
You're gonna share around.
I feel like I read a profile on him recently. He seems like, unsurprisingly, a fascinating guy.
I expect nothing less.
We could never hold a candle to the madness and hilarity that was the worst idea of all time, but we do our best. To close, I want to thank you again for your work, your love, and your friendship. Faithfully yours, party time, all hail Brady, and don't bro me if you don't know me. Say my name, Brock Kersher." Well, thank you so much, Brock, for that beautiful message, and congratulations from both Tim and myself to you and your beautiful wife, Emily.
Way to raw dog it, you two. I'm so proud of you. You done fucked
so
and made a little one.
Rank, Tim. I feel like, I don't know, when you associate the turn of phrase, the colloquial slang raw dog with the miracle of pregnancy and childbirth and new life.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you, knowing that you've probably got your feet up on your desk stinking up the joint, makes me a little uneasy, you fleshy fucking sack of terrifying ideas.
The odor in the studio isn't the best it's ever been, but I'll thank you to clean up your language, Guy, when describing
it's a tiny studio that you told me before we started recording was already sensationally hot.
It's so warm. It's too hot in here. I'm so happy for Emily and Brock. I'm so happy for your forthcoming child. And I remember you two, man. You're fun. You're fun people. Keep being fun. You didn't ask for advice, but I gave it, as is my wont. Guy, you got any advice for these two crazy lovebirds?
Well, no. As you accurately observed, not asked for. Not asked, not answered.
Yeah, fair call. I've got a message here from David. We've got so many messages here, so we're just going to fly through some. Tim, I read this one a little while ago. This came to us in a couple of months ago, Guy. Tim, I come to you as a long-time listener. Please, for the love of God, change the logo of the worst idea of all time back to the old classic. It really captured the loose improv feel of the podcast, and the new one doesn't give me the same chuckle the old one always gave me when I got to see your beautiful faces. Your friend, David. He isn't specified with the last name, so I'll leave that out. But let's just say it's Curry. So the new art that was made by Thomas Cottle, very gifted designer friend of ours, it is slightly unnerving, I'll give you that. But I stand behind the decision. And I read this message when it came out, and I thought, nah.
I love it. And I'm actually going to be buying a T-shirt of it, a white T-shirt with that print on the front. It's if you haven't seen it, you probably have. It's Adam Sandler's face. Sort of, I don't even know how to describe the effect that Tom's taken, but it is a deeply uncomfortable viewing experience. Not unlike...
You'll see it. If you've got this open, you're
oh, they can
there.
Look at it right now. Yeah, that's available in merch. I think it's so nice because it's been such a like hokey design for so long, which I loved. But it's nice to have a high quality, you know, professionally done image.
Yeah,
and I think that that's going to look really funny on a t-shirt. It's going to start some conversations. It's also
definitely
going to stop some conversations. It's a powerful, powerful image.
The old one is up on the merch store as well. And I keep meaning to do this, but I've got to get something really big, like whatever the biggest thing is, probably a laptop case with the old logo on it, just because it'll look fucked. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, that'll look seriously rank.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I got a message here, Tim, and it's from a friend who's in America, and they've just sent 2 images about a week apart. The first one is a screenshot of 2 native New Zealand birds. It's one of them's the takahe, and the other one's a pukeko.
Cool.
And the title of the image is Takahe versus Pukeko.
Oh.
And then underneath each bird, they've listed various traits.
Huh.
The Takahe is listed as an alpha. It can do 7+ meters of poo a day.
Wow.
It is round. And it was the hide-and-go-seek champion from 1900 to 1948.
Oh, did they think it was extinct? That's That's good.
The Pukeko is listed as a beta. It cannot do 7 meters of poo a day. It promotes unrealistic standards for birds. It probably uses single-use plastic bags. And it is a low-key Australian. So that correspondence...
Yeah.
That's the first image.
This is the most New Zealand-centric, because this will be tied up every year in New Zealand because we don't have enough to do. Guy's fine with this competition, but I personally just think it's so hokey. We have a Bird of the Year contest, and everyone fucking gets real into it. And I am not a big proponent of the Bird of the Year competition.
I think it's fun. I think other nations would do well to follow our example with an animal that they have an abundance of. But unsatisfied, maybe by our lack of response or not sharing enough. This is from California, America, by the way.
Love that.
We've been sent a week later another screen cap. This time the title is The Rails of New Zealand Chonk Chart.
What does that even mean?
The word chonk, if you were to read it, it's spelled C-H-O-N-K.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking it up. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it is a dialectical, a transitive verb, to chew energetically. But I feel like Urban Dictionary would
suggest...
chonk
down on a bit of...
It refers to an aggressively chubby house cat. So I think it's just anything that's aggressively chunky.
Okay. We're on board.
So
we're up to
it's
speed.
The Rails of New Zealand Chonk Chart. And it's six birds listed side by side with various different ratings for how chonky they are. None of the species of bird names remain. They've been changed. So the first one, it's a very small bird that is described as a fine boy. And that is given a ranking of 20 on the chonk chart, mm-hmm. and listed as having 16 to 25% body fat. The next bird of a similar size is called he chomp. It's a chonk ranking of 30 at 26 to 35% body fat. The next bird is actually a pukeko, and it's called a heckin' chonker. It's given a chonk rating of 40 with a maximum of 45% body fat. The next bird is the hefty chonk. 50, or a chonk rating of 50. Then we've got a paradise duck, which is listed as the mega chonker, and that's given a chonk rating of 60. And then the last bird is, I'm not actually sure, maybe a takahe. It's called Oh Lord He Coming, with a chonk rating of 70. Look, I don't know how interesting or funny this was for everyone, but my sincere thank you to Ben for sending on these two interesting pieces of correspondence a week apart.
Anyone who doubted a picture being 1,000 words, listen to this Friend Zone, you know?
Yeah. Isn't it fun to listen to podcasts which are largely very, very vague and hopeless descriptions of images that one of the hosts is looking at?
A picture that someone got sent. I love it.
It's like the inverse of ASMR.
Is it?
Yeah, that's all about listening to very particular sounds. And this is about listening to okay audio quality. Of image descriptions.
Fucking hell. Who's going to dig us out of this hole? It's going to be Clara, who writes, Dear Ed Tim Sandler and Sarah Geisiger Parker. I'm writing because I sent my first ever message to you fuckboys a few weeks ago. Every morning I woke up eagerly awaiting the next Friend Zone episode. Imagine my elation when I heard the opening line to my message and my dismay when it was dismissed as having been discussed before. Oh no.
This is so us.
This is
I love
devastating.
It.
I promise the point I brought up has not been talked about on the podcast, although the setup has been. I'm so sorry, Clara. I've included the various
I'm gonna make a suggestion. Feel free to ignore it.
No, it's too mean, guy.
Throw this email out. Drag it into the trash can.
No, it's too mean. Like I would, but it's just too mean. Let me get into this. I've included the previous message. Would love to hear your thoughts. Also included a selfie of me, my foster kittens, Guy Montgomery, you fucking monster, wanting to cut off Clara. Foster kittens, listening to your dulcet Kiwi tones to help persuade you. I don't know if you boys are cat people, but these babies are too cute not to share. If this is read, feel free to say my native North Carolinian's name. Love and friendship, Clara Schwam. Previous message, quotes. I'm working my way through the podcast again, and there's something I never heard mentioned in season two. I know I know this dark and terrible time is far behind you, so I hope you don't mind my raising this question. I'm just going to pause there, Guy. It has been so long since I've done a Friend Zone that I have forgotten how to read aloud.
Well, you've always found it challenging.
I have, but not to this level. Back into it. I have not subjugated myself to the film, but in the scene where the manservant opens the gal's mail in Abu Dhabi, aren't they on vacation? Aren't they only in the UAE for less than a week? Do they not have mailboxes and or semi-competent husbands and or housekeepers and or store that can store and handle mail for the next few days the gals are out of the country. How long does it take to send letters to Abu Dhabi from the US? Big old fan of the podcast. Thanks for the laughs and friendship, Clara and her gorgeous wee foster kittens. She is also gorgeous. Everyone's gorgeous. It's a good photo. We did talk about this. What did we decide? What it was forwarded or something.
Yeah, I remember specifically talking about Carrie's breaking of the law by opening mail that's not addressed to her. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the. I remember it struck me during every watch that this was the case, that it had been obviously forwarded on, but I don't remember specifically what our angle was. I guess, you know, fair enough. These are some pretty professionally high up and in demand women. And, you know, in this fast-paced modern age when we're always connected to the big bad world, it's getting harder and harder to section off time to take just for yourself, even a holiday. You know, reclining on a pool lounger can quickly become an office if you're not careful with divvying up your time. So I guess the gals just thought...
Fuck up for a second. They're in a weird space here where it's like they have turned their cell phones off, but they've also forwarded their business mail. That's weird.
They don't turn their cell phones off. They just are ill-organized and don't get SIM cards.
I thought they did. No, Miranda says it when they first get there. She says, can you... Oh, no, Charlotte wants someone to program her iPhone for her.
Yeah.
I've forgotten his name, but he's the man who helps them with everything. But he works for like the embassy. Garud?
That's right.
Jarud?
Jarul.
Jarul?
The past tense of to Jarul. Oh, yeah. I was at Firefest. It Jaruled.
Except that it didn't.
Yeah, but Jaruled could be a negative thing, you know.
Clara's brought up an excellent point. I don't think we ever got a definitive answer on that.
He really jar-ruled that verse. Could mean he did like a terrible job on that verse. we've got a lot. We might have to break this into a two-part friend zone, Tim.
Mate, I only want to do about four per friend zone, I reckon. You don't want to load them down too much, and it'll make them last, you know? Even though they're now very sort of out of date, but that's okay. Have you got a short one there, Guy? You want to throw me a shorty?
From Hamish, it reads, I actually just listened to the REO Speedwagon theme tune for the first time in its entirety. Starts with the chorus, schlocky verses, tasteless guitar solos, grating congas, massively overproduced, the perfect theme for the movie. Really. I'll also say that there was some magic in the first few episodes of the pod, the two of you stumbling around in the dark, grasping for a wall of reason and logic for both the film and your own endeavor. It's up there with my favorite pieces of Kiwi comedy, along with Havoc and Newsboy, Ice TV's original lineup, and Jace and Thingy. This is a very high compliment we've been paid to those of you who aren't New Zealand listeners, but those are some iconic New Zealand cultural touchstones. And then a link to an article that was printed in the Age newspaper in Melbourne a little while ago, which was just writing up the podcast. So
our podcast.
Yeah, it was more for us than we get
Fuck
described
we're
as
cool.
We get described as film nerds, which I think is inaccurate, but fair enough.
I think at this point it's semi legitimate for us to call ourselves film critics. Professional film critics. What do you think?
Well, we never really delve into professional film critic language, but I feel like if we so chose we could.
Do we have to say certain words?
It's interesting. Yeah, or you know, you got to frame it in a certain way. I think we've created a new branch of film criticism. I don't know
That's
the
true.
Validity of that. I actually don't back or fancy myself as much of a very refined or esteemed watcher of cinema. Not
right.
in the taste of films I watch, but just like I don't always back my opinion.
Right.
I think sometimes that I just like even bad movies. I'm just like, oh, they made a whole movie.
Yeah. And that's just fine. I like that too. Yeah, that's why we're not professional critics. That's it right there. We're not tastemakers. We're not here to tell you what deserves adulation and what doesn't. We just you know, obviously for this, we just watch a movie too many times. But in our normal lives, we just go to movies and sometimes we like them and sometimes we don't. Doesn't mean they're good or bad.
Ain't that the truth?
What was the best? What was like a good movie you saw recently that you enjoyed?
I actually recently watched Annihilation.
Oh, what did you think of that?
I really liked it.
Yeah,
I thought it was great. It was, and then I looked into its release. It had a weird release because there was some sort of frustration between the producer and the network. They wanted to change the ending, and the producer was like, "Nah." So it got distributed differently because it came out on Netflix. It didn't get a cinema release in most of the world. It came out on Netflix. And it kind of didn't do that well at the box office, but I loved it. I love Alex Garland, who was he wrote the screenplay and directed it. Ever since The Beach, he wrote the book The Beach. He started as a novelist.
Cool.
And that I remember being quite a sort of seminal book that I read. That book, in fact, inspired me to learn how to roll joints because they were on an isolated island in the book. And I was reading it and I was like, God, and there was weed around it. I was like, God, I'd hate to be trapped on an isolated island and have to bother other people to roll my weed. And so I taught, that was the motivator for me to teach myself.
Truly an eat, pray, love moment for you.
Absolutely. Didn't have to leave the comfort of my seat.
Except to learn how to roll, which you do quite well. I can attest to that. I may not be a critic of movies, but I am of joints, and your ones are okay.
Thank you, Tim.
I saw Mission Impossible. What are we up to? 4? It was all right. Okay.
It was better than all right. That movie was fucking incredible. Really sensational. Fun. Every set piece was electric.
I saw it with my father, which I think is how that movie is intended to be seen. A 30-year-old man seeing it with his pops. And we were both just like, yeah, man. Yeah. All right.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really.
I like that because your dad is quite, he can be quite, he seems like he can be quite a reserved guy.
Sure.
So I'd like to see him getting all riled up at some of the action sequences in the cinema.
See, now, he was a big Bond fan growing up. And I think Bond is getting a lot of discussion now, rightly so. Just because if you revisit that material lately, whoo, boy.
It
problematic
has
does not begin to describe it. No, there's a lot of women being hit by different men for no reason in particular, and that's just for starters. It's pretty hard to watch. But I think Mission Impossible is a little bit more updated and sanitized. It's just like, here's all the crazy car shit and, you know, 3/4 of a plot. Go.
Haven't watched any of the OG Bonds. I started at Pierce Brosnan and haven't looked back.
I think you can't now. I think they're sort of banned. Like, it's the ship has sailed. I think you may have missed your opportunity.
Sean Connery, like the suavest guy in the world for a while?
Absolutely. I think he was voted sexiest man in the world in his very late 50s, maybe even early 60s. Maybe he was 60 years old. People loved him.
Fucking A.
He's not a perfect dude either. Anyway, look, I want to keep this short. Guy, that's going to be it for this friend zone. I've decided. I'm laying the hammer down because we'll do another one soon. And what else is coming up soon? Whoa, season 4. That's what's coming up soon.
That's right. So get ready to strap in for that. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. I know that we occasionally will, but mostly won't. And that ain't that just the way that life goes down, 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 down. Boo-doop. You know that song?
Yeah. Ain't that just the way that life goes down, 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 down. What's the second line?
Moving way too fast, all much too slow. Getting up, getting high, getting down, getting nowhere. But not getting into someone I should know. Latricia McNeil.
Latricia McNeil, everybody. Good night.
Well, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.